Hi everyone, this is Empress Constance, and tonight I have the extreme pleasure to be sitting down with the one and only gorgeous Mistress Gia from dreamingofteasing.com. Hi, Miss Gia.
Hello, Miss Constance.
How are you?
I am doing fantastic, sitting down with a nice cold beer, ready to talk.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to jump right into it. My first question is, how long have you been doing phone sex for?
It seems forever. It's been 6 awesome years.
Wow. And how long have you been with LDW?
I believe, oh my God, 2.5 years now. I was gone for about 8 months. I had a loss in the family and took a long break and relocated. I am in the most boring state of them all, Oklahoma, but I love it here. But yes, I've been with LDW for 2.5 years.
Wow, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Okay, so what would you say that your style is on the phone?
I get this question all the time. I have to say that above all, I'm very sensual. Yes, I can be strict, and mean. Oh, I love being mean, but I do it in a very sensual way. I'm not hard dom at all. So, not me. Everything very sensual, very sexy, a little bit strict, but above all, sensual.
Awesome. And where at in your home do you typically take your calls?
Well, outside my house in the back, it's like a little extra, it's like a pool house kind of thing. It's like a guest house. That's what it is. And my office is set up in here.
That's awesome.
It is. I love it.
I need to come to Oklahoma, and I don't think I've ever said that before in my life.
Anybody ever says that.
Sorry, boys, we do love you in Oklahoma. We do love you. It's okay with us. Do you have a set schedule?
I do, and it's I post it weekly. Now I've been gone for like the last 2 weeks, been traveling back and forth. But yes, every week that I'm working and I'm active, I do post it on my blog on the schedule tab.
Awesome. And do you accept appointments?
Fuck yes, of course. Why wouldn't I? The only thing with that is that you got to give me at least 2 hours head notice, and I'm there.
Awesome. Okay. So I know the list could probably be endless of your favorite calls to do, but if you had to list some of your top and favorite kinky calls to do, what would be on that list?
Wow, I love edging. I love it because I just love teasing the fuck out of them and hearing them squeal and begging and wanting more. So I do enjoy teasing them. So I do love edging, and of course my sissies. They're just so hungry for attention and someone to play with, and who doesn't like them? I mean, it's like if you're talking to your best friend about cocks and strap-ons and sexy heels and panties. So those have to be my top two.
Awesome. You made a lot of girls happy.
Yes.
And on the same line of that question, are there any type of calls that you do not take?
Yes, I do not do giantess calls. It's just not my thing. I can't because I'm so petite and I just can't get myself in that mind frame. I can't do it. I'm not good at
That makes perfect sense to me.
it.
Okay, so what is one of the craziest things that you either heard somebody do on the phone, told someone to do, or maybe saw on webcam?
I would have to say about a year ago, I got this caller and he wanted to do a Skype call. And he's like, oh, you have to see it. You will never guess what I'm doing. I'm having sex. And I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. I want to see you have sex. So I didn't know that he was having sex with an imaginary ghost. I mean, he was pumping air, and he came. That's the thing. But he was convinced there was a ghost on top of him, just kind of like ravaging him and having, her way or his way with him. I don't know. But he did. He came. He was humping air, and that was very different.
Wow. Hey, maybe there was a ghost there. I mean,
Yeah, maybe.
well, we don't judge. We just don't judge. Damn. All right. Do you like doing two mistress calls?
Oh, I do. It's so much fun. And not only that is we get to know the other ladies and get to know their styles. And there's some ladies that you don't click, and then there's some ladies that you do. So, but yeah, I always welcome it.
Awesome. And speaking of ladies that you do click with, who are some of your go-to two mistress ladies?
Cindy, she is so much fun. Oh my God, I cannot begin to tell you how much fun she is. And Miss Casey, they're very, very fun.
I couldn't agree with you more. All right. Do you have any hobbies?
Yes, I am. I love decorating and crafts, so arts and crafts. I am always doing projects for my friends or at home. Like today, I just decided that I needed more shelves. So I went to Lowe's, got myself some shelves and some other shit, and I started painting and hanging shit on the wall.
Cool. And is that something that you do when you're not taking calls? What are some other things that you do during your downtime when you're not taking calls?
Well, I love to ride bikes, and I do that, and tennis. So I'm very active. I can't sit still at all. I can't
Yay.
do
We
it.
like that. Okay, here's a sexy one. What is your favorite sex toy to use on yourself?
I bought this one. It was for me because I use it, but it was more for my boyfriend, and it's called a panty teaser, and it's by Nakoma, and it's just something that you kind of place on your panties and you go out and, a restaurant or a date or the movies, and he has the remote control, and it has up to 7 speed. Holy shit. Yeah. It's lots of fun.
Right? Okay. And along with that, what's your favorite sex toy to use on a partner?
Strap on.
Ow, she did
I love
not
it.
hesitate.
No, and I have all different kind of sizes and colors, and I love them.
Okay. Another question that every guy wants to know. Have you ever been with a woman?
Yes, I was in a 2-year relationship with a woman. Yes.
Oh.
And that was very different. And I have to say that I love men. And I was very curious about women, and I tried it, and it was fun, but I wouldn't do it again as far as a relationship goes. I would do it for fun, like a threesome. Yeah, but not as a relationship, not for me.
Cool. Okay, and what's your favorite way to let loose and have a good time?
Tequila.
Another, no hesitation with that one, tequila. I definitely need to go to Oklahoma. Okay, if you could only use one word to describe yourself, what word would that be?
Oh, driven. I'm very driven. When I want something, I mean, I won't take no for it. I'm very driven.
Very nice. Okay, if it were you and only one other man left on this planet, who would you want that man to be and why?
Oh, I'm gonna get mushy on this one. It's my boyfriend. He is awesome. His name is James. And when you meet the one and you know that, oh my God, this is the one for me. And there's times where I think we all go through this where we want to quit. Either it's a project or people could be on, I don't know, anything. It could be you want to quit school, you want to quit something because you're tired of it. He's the one that just doesn't let me quit and is always telling me, no, you can do it, and you're going to do it. So he's the one, and he's always there to protect me and loves me, and I just love him. So it would be him.
I think that's an awesome choice. Okay. Now, when you're out and about and running errands and stuff, do you ever see normal, everyday things in like a kinky way because of what we do for a living?
Yes, it could be anything. I could be, I don't know, shopping, grocery shopping. I could be shopping for a pair of panties, and it always reminds me of my callers or what I do, and I'm like, oh my God, this would be great. I'm gonna tell so and so to go and get it because he would look fantastic on, with it or whatever. So yeah, and I think that being in this, line of work, it's very hard not to take that home with you, not to hang up the phone and just erase it. You can't do it. At least for me, because it's a part of me. I'm very sexual, and I just love my collar so much. So it's always with me.
Cool. Okay, what's your favorite food?
Chinese.
All
I
right.
love it.
And what's your favorite drink?
Oh, you guys are gonna think I'm alkies. I have to have Southern Comfort with Sprite at least once a day.
At least once a day. Damn, girl, you go, girl.
Yeah.
And what if you're like all day long, what is it that your go-to drink is?
Oh, Southern Comfort and
She's like all
no
day,
water,
baby.
and water, of course.
Okay, if you could have one item on your wish list that's on there right now, what would the one thing you want the most be?
I want it all. No. I would have to say there's one thing, and I've tried looking for it, but I can't find it, at least not here. It's those really cool floating desks. Oh, I just love them.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yep.
Okay, I want you to rank in the order of importance it is to you, traits that you most like in a submissive man. Respect, loyalty, generosity, and obedience.
And a submissive man. Well, let's see. It would have to be, respect, obedience, loyalty, and generosity.
Very nice. All right, our next set of questions are from one of our Enchantrix Empire members. I'm sure that you know who Cannibal is and know that, it can go anywhere, but surprisingly they're not so cannibal-like type questions, but they will make you think. So the first question is a three-parter. I'll ask you all three parts at once. Okay. When was the last time you were ever violent? Were you in the right, and would you do it again?
Wow. Okay. Well, last time I was violent was about a month ago. Someone was breaking into my house while we all slept, and my boyfriend was out of town for business. And I didn't have any other choice, but they were actually in my house. And that was very scary. I took out the gun, and it was self-defense. And yes, I was in the right. And would I do it again? Fuck yes.
You go, girl. Damn.
Yes.
Nobody fucks with you ever again.
No, as soon as they heard the ch-ch-ch.
Right?
All it took. And I mean, I was fast asleep, and I'm a very heavy sleeper. My boyfriend is a light sleeper, and they took like all my electronics from my living room and my kitchen, and I guess that they were coming back from my they went back towards my office, and that's when I heard something, and I'm like, holy shit. And I got up, I got my shotgun, and I didn't shoot at him, but I did shoot so that he can, that he knew that I was there and, get the fuck out. And the police came and they caught him and I got all my stuff back. Yes.
Yay. And he's lucky you didn't shoot him. He
Yes.
deserves to have some fucking shotgun pellets up his ass. Put a cap in that bitch's ass.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. What does the phrase the dark side of the moon mean to you?
Oh, that's easy. Pink Floyd. That's an awesome album. I love it. It's very, I would have to say it's very dark for me, but I love them.
Cool. All right, the next question I think is just a fantastic question. Are you frightened of dying?
Oh, no, not at all. That's what I'm actually going to school for. I am going and pursuing mortuary science, and I'm just fascinated by it.
Oh, snap. All right. This is another two-parter question. I'll ask you both parts. Are you worried about going mad slash crazy? And have you ever gone mad?
I'm already mad.
Good answer.
Yeah, no, not afraid of it. No.
All right, last one, another excellent question. Do you crave or lust for money?
I think we all do. I mean, I do, but to a certain point. It's not something that I want stupid money, so much now. I think we all need money to survive and, to be able to have things that we need, not much what we want, but we need. I do crave money, but I don't think I lust for it. No. Is this a yes or no?
It's whatever it is, it is.
Yeah, sorry, cannibal. Sorry.
Right, the next one is not really a question, but they're asking you for their advice. It's kind of long, so bear with me. And it's from Jizzhead from Enchantrix Empire. I know, love the name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. How do I convince my wife to let me spend more money on another mature metal chastity device? The one I have doesn't fit very well. It's my fault because I didn't measure correctly when I ordered it. My wife says I'm too picky and it's a waste of money, and I should just wear the one I have. But I want it to fit right. Otherwise, it won't work properly. I've thought about ordering one secretly and just switching them out, but she might be able to tell the difference in size. I don't know. What's your advice?
Well, I don't know where he ordered his device from, but it's no different like when us lady go and order a dress online and it doesn't fit right, just return it, exchange it. I mean, it's only fair. And if your wife loves you and and wants to really punish you and, both of you having a good time, there's no reason why she should say, well, deal with it. No, put your foot down. Get yourself another one. Try to exchange it. Call customer service. You are the customer. Customer's always right. And get yourself one that you're going to truly enjoy. Definitely talk to her. Tell her, hey, it's no different from when you order a dress and it's too big or it's too small. I think it's only fair.
Cool. All right. Our next group of questions are from BFLA, or Writer Boy, as you might know him, from Enchantrix Empire in our sites. And the first one is your non-LDW personality any different than the way you are on the phone with callers? And if so, how?
No, not at all. I mean, the only difference is that I don't just flirt and tease every man I see, but I'm as dirty and filthy in my own personal life. So it's not that much different. Just not fucking with everybody.
Cool. All right. Do you think of yourself as a femdom in the rest of your life?
Oh, I'm a switch. So a femdom would be more dominant and like a dominatrix. I could do that, but no, not something that's going to be constant. I love being submissive with the right person. So more of a switch.
Yummy. All right, name one thing about yourself you think would surprise people.
Oh man, okay, this is pretty silly. I am obsessed with the board game Scrabble. Obsessed, and I am competitive. And I think that after too many Southern Comfort, I can't spell for shit. So by the end of the night, I am calling my boyfriend names and accusing him of cheating and I mean, I take it to the max. I am obsessed with it, though.
Wow. Okay. What trait in colors interests you or excite you, not sexually excite, the most?
I would say how honest they are. It's funny just because, you know, they have this desire to do whatever the case may be, and they pick you, and they're just honest. Because if you're not honest, it will never work, at least for phone sex. It won't work. You need to tell me what's on your mind in order for me to do my job. So, honesty and just how open they are and how they have no regards as to, oh, you know, is she gonna judge me? Because, I mean, it's not in their mind. It's not what they're thinking. So I would have to say complete honesty and how open they are.
Wonderful. Okay, the next question, kind of the same. What traits do you look for or think are most compatible with you to be a regular client of yours?
I would have to say my most filthy and perverted callers, they have insatiable needs, and they need to talk, they need to get off. And that's my case, you know, in the middle of the day I get horny, I get wet, and maybe I'm not in a call, maybe I am in a call, or maybe I'm at school. I go to the bathroom and I have to come. So that's me. I'm a pervert. Being perverted.
Awesome. All right. Do your family and close friends know you work in the phone sex business?
Yes, they know. They know. I'm very honest, very open, and at first they didn't because I didn't know how they were going to take it, and that didn't work out because they would show up at my door exactly at the moment where I was screaming when I was having the best orgasm. And I'm like, fuck, you gotta stop coming at this time, you know. And I had to come clean. But they think it's awesome. I mean, I am the center of attention every time we get together.
Sweet. All right. How long do you see yourself staying a phone sex mistress? Do you see yourself leaving for other pursuits? And what would actually make you leave?
Oh, wow. I am going to school for mortuary science. I do not think I would leave phone sex just because my job, it's like therapy to me. You know, it's something that I enjoy doing. I love talking about sex. I love teasing. I love to hear other men's wants and needs. And I like knowing more as to why they like what they like. But I think that if I were to pursue, you know, mortuary science as far as a career and be able to be a funeral director, which is what I want, I wouldn't completely leave. I would do it more like a part-time, maybe on the weekends, because it's just something that soothes, you know, just kind of soothes me, and I enjoy doing it, and it's like therapy to me. So I don't think I would leave
Yay, you made a lot of people happy saying that.
it.
All right, last one from BFLA. How did you get into this business?
Oh man. Well, it was a while ago, and I was actually working for a family-owned business, and I was a customs broker. And my boss thought that I was that I needed to be saved. And he was a Christian, and he kept pushing me to go to church, and I just got fed up. And I told him, hey, you know what? It's not for me. And every day he would just make my life a living hell. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. I quit. And I came home that day, and I'm like, I don't want to work for anybody anymore. So I went online and said, you know, work from home. And phone sex came up, and then the light went off. And I'm like, oh, this is the one for me. This is what I'm supposed to do.
Awesome. All right, our next few questions are from Steph, also from Enchantrix Empire. The first one is, when was the first time you made love in the back seat of a car? I don't know know why I say it like that every time, but it's like a slow jam. I gotta like smooth.
It was this morning. This morning we were on our way to church, and I yes, and you know, my I don't know if many of you know, but my boyfriend, it's a little bit older than me, and I told him, you know, take something to get it, you know. I love teasing him in the middle of the day, and he took something and he got hard, and I'm like, well, you can't go in there with a fucking boner. So I jumped on him and we had awesome sex in the back seat of the car. And this was in the parking lot, so I'm going to hell.
I want to go to Oklahoma even more now, and I'm gonna just troll the church parking lots. Where's she at? I'll just look for a car bouncing. All right, Steph's second question was, what was your most memorable date?
Oh man. Well, all right. So it would have to be about 2 years ago. That's when I met my boyfriend. Now, I've been doing phone sex for a long time, like I said before, and he was one of my callers in a previous company that I used to work for. And you know, when you click with someone and he's just perverted and filthy as I am, and I've always been attracted to older men, so he is way older than me. And I grew some balls and I told him, hey, you know what? You should come down and meet me. And he did. And he rented a hotel by where I used to live. And I told him, well, before I go upstairs, I need you to blindfold yourself. Oh my God. And my boyfriend, it's a note taker. So he writes everything down. I mean, he has lists for everything. So he's like, oh, you should see all the lists that I got every time I would talk to you. So I'm like, really? I'm like, well, I want you to get all your sticky notes and just put them all over the room. And I thought he was not gonna do it. Fucker did it. I mean, he posted all his post-its all over the lamp, the nightstand, on the headboard. And when I went in there, he had a Looney Tune tie. He was blindfolded. And it was nerve-wracking. I went in there. I mean, I had never seen this man. It was just talk on the phone. And so he was there, and I came in, and you know, I just started molesting him. So that was the most memorable date I've ever had.
And the third one from Steph, if you could be any female singer, past, present, or future, who would it be and why?
Well, I'm really into Sia, and she has such a powerful voice and very, very talented. And every time I hear her songs, I kind of feel what she went through, what she means, or, you know, the whole lyrics. It's very, you get in tuned just because of her voice is so powerful. So it would definitely would have to be Sia.
Awesome. And we know that your blog is dreamingofteasing.com. Are you on Yahoo and Skype as well?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on both. Yahoo is Gia Enchantrix, and Skype is Enchantrix Gia.
Awesome. And are you on any social media sites like Twitter or Tumblr?
I am. I'm on Twitter and is Enchantrix Gia. And my Tumblr is enchantrix.tumblr.com without the N. So I'm going to spell that out for you. That's going to be ENCH. ATRIXGIA.tumblr.com.
Awesome. And before we wrap this up, is there anything else that you would like to share with all the listeners?
Of course, to all my Spanish-speaking callers, cuando tengas la verga bien, bien grande y dura, llámame, que yo sí te sé sacar la leche. They'll know what that means.
I don't care what it means, but I'm really, really liking that.
Thank
Wow. This has been an awesome interview with Mistress Gia, and if you would like to speak to her one-on-one about all your kinky fantasies, you can reach her at 1-800-601-7259.